Yeah, right. So, I'm trying out this whole Anchor thing, podcast bullshit. And I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, it's working. But I want to do my own, like, show sort of thing. So, it's separate to all these rambling bullshit. Like, how do I do that? But the thing is, it told me how to do all that, but I push skip, just over and just skip. I don't want to know. I just want to know how to fucking do shit. Tell me how to do it later. But there was no tell me how to do it later button. You know? Like, why can't they do that with, like, fucking, I accept and agree terms, conditions. Just like, I might consider, you know, accepting those terms and agreements later. Like, I'm like pretty much 60%, bro. You know? So, alright. He might, okay, we'll give him some access, but we got our eye on you, son, right? You know? You can't sit in the fucking tipping seats without tipping it for the boys. Right? And that's why we have sailboats. And something foolish. Alright. No doubt I've picked some nice ambient background music. I'm probably watering the grass at the back right now, sniffing a lemon. Or I'm burning some white sage. Not because I'm racist or anything, it's because that's all they had. Because apparently, Ishka has got fucking sage shortage. Okay, so I need my sage, man. My sage, you got some sage, bro? And they're like, nah, bro. My surprise, running dry. I'm like, is that fucking Radio Dilyinsky? Well, you should have seen Bahama Magandhi come up and ask for sage. He's like, you know, play cricket. Give me my sage. I'm like, nah, bro. I asked for sage. This bitch ain't getting no sage. And me not getting no sage. And this bitch turned around and she goes, you're not better kick it. You're not my son. I'm like, fuck. Sorry, my Ahmed. Alright. My this, bro. It's all good, man. Your beard looks better than mine. And then the husband turns around and goes, don't talk to my wife like that. It was great. And I was like, bro, why is your son talking shit? He goes, what do you mean? I'm like, your son's talking shit. He smacks him on the head. He's like, Azif. I'm gonna burn in hell. All little babes gonna burn. All little babes gonna burn. I'm burning some babies right now. They're called chicken tenders. I haven't burnt myself yet. But there's some fire hot! Boom! You're a man on all kinds of different psychotropical enhancers. A bit of a chicken tendery doesn't go astray. It's great. Music right now, Bach. Right. Tasting.
It's cooked. Not as cooked as my brain, but it's cooked. Not quite a crumpet I was expecting. But it's good. You ever seen it? You ever thought of a spider trying to fuck itself? Fuck, that'd be weird. Well, put it this way. If you're a female spider, but you were into getting tied up, it's like, how'd you fucking fit in? You know? Everyone has to be like, now you gotta fuck the man, and you gotta tie him up, suck his dick, leave him out, so all the little boys give, and fucking eat that shit. And you're sitting there just like, nah, but what if I wanna get tied up? You know what I'm saying? Let her get a bit of brandy, little bit of bar action too. Yeah? Nah, we fuck. But, now, we can do and fuck whatever we want. Not entirely. That's a history lesson for another time. Involving Nazi Germany and the precursors between wiring and biogenetics when it comes to weirdos having sexual fantasies about young girls. We will tackle these things. And I'm going to stir some feathers. I'm going to burn a lot of them too. You know what? I don't care. Because you've come this far. I made them chicken that I found in a freezer. And I burnt it. I'm nourishing myself right now. Thinking about cartoons where your kids are raping each other. What the fuck are you going to do about it? Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it. Huh? Because deep down, we're all sick, fucked up individuals. What's more fucked up are the individuals that fucking deny it. So they take it out on other things in the world. Like, you know, making a coffee. It's like, dude, you don't need a chai latte. You want fucking coffee? Sort of coffee. I don't chai latte with a 2.5 caramels of sugar. Just put a little bit of poop juice in there. Oh yeah. But I'm vegan, totally. It's like, dude. Alright. Take you out the back right now. Stick my cop up your fucking ass. Make you gag. Chuck a fucking reject sticker in there. It's like, boom. You got yourself fucking... Get yourself a fucking coffee cup. That's for free. I can do that shit all day. Fuck that, man. What's he really hiding? You know what he's really hiding? Hey. That's like some sort of fetish somewhere, man. Like, you know? The lockers, the fucking boys' locker rooms, man. Playing footy and shit. That's where it all starts. But, I've seen it happen, man. This whole footy jock mentality. You just pat him on the boys. Yep. Nah, that's where it all starts, man. You all got this fucking primo booster rooster fucking shit going on. Yep, now we just want to breed. Which is cool. But, they're breeding more brawn and brains. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting it out there. I'm sitting there looking at the yellow pages and there's literally yellow cunts on it. It's like, yeah, man, you're like 70 years old. I got this fucking Vietnamese chick
in a garden, staring at me from the yellow pages. What? That's not racist. No. Of course not, because fucking the yellow cunts own all of Melbourne. Of course they don't give a fuck. But this man, I'm all peaceful, yeah, to the world, to yeah, Osaki. Yeah, nah. Dude, she helped some Viet Cong fucking, she sucked heaps of dick down in the Battle of Tet. And fucking, she brought US government to their knees. And she's on the fucking front, fucking yellow pages, touch my fucking meat leaves and shit. Fuck off, man. Stealing my jobs. That's my fucking meat leaves, motherfucker. That chin. Alright. Nah. I'm just playing, y'all. I love every motherfucker. That's more just a demonstration now. Try it easily. Fuck burgers. Just turn shit into shit. Right? If I can do it, anyone can do it. And that's pretty much what you're looking at now. How the fuck you found this podcast? Who the fuck knows, man? But, yeah, you fuck know. Because I keep coming back. I keep coming back. You go like that. You gotta want more. And I'm gonna fucking take you to realms and places that you didn't think were impossible. Places like the outer ring holes of your bum and the nether regions of your pubis. I've never been there, but I hear it's pretty good this time of year. And featuring the plus diphilosophy sisters with your pocket vaginas. I'm looking at a bunny with a massive vagina on his face right now. Just letting all the massive viewers out there. I've got some, all kinds of things. Devices and doohickeys. Oh, where's some one? That's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Well, that's good, man. What I do, I rock up, put some cheese on the grab, wait a couple of seconds, and then I just gotta get into it like before everyone else does. It's like fucking 9 o'clock on the dot. If I get a piece of that fucking cheese, boom. 15 minutes work for Brito. Yeah! Boom. Bring home the bacon, baby. You know what I'm saying? Parking a beef bus in Tuna Town. Near her in the back of a trailer. That rhymed. Tell you what. It was even more of a turn on when I found out she was doing me by baby formula. San Francisco.